Welcome to Money Grows on Trees.
Money does grow on trees.
A podcast full of practical, real-life money lessons that you wish you learned in school. Lloyd is a former lawyer turned lifestyle entrepreneur. In each episode, he'll be answering the tough questions around money, investing, and entrepreneurship to help you transform your money mindset and move you closer to achieving your financial goals. Now, let the class begin. Here's your host, Lloyd Ross.
All right, welcome back to the show, Money Grows on Trees podcast. My name's Lloyd Ross. This episode is all about a wealth building system, okay? A wealth building system. So what you may not know is that wealth building is actually a system. And the sooner you understand this, the faster you will see your bank account go up, your investments go up, feeling of wealth, and your net worth go up, okay? So I don't know whether people think in systems or not, probably not, but the way that nature works is all through systems. We have an ecosystem, okay? We have a system with the planets. We have a solar system. We have a digestive system in our body's biology, right? So at the greatest level of the universe, it rolls in systems, galactic systems, solar systems, planetary systems, ecosystems, organ systems. If you look at everything in the world, it's all run as a system. And that's what's interesting about wealth, is that it is also a system. And the sooner you understand the system, the wealthier you'll get. You can start on your wealth journey, right? So I think this episode, I really want to talk to you about what is the wealth system. And if you start thinking in systems, okay, you will start to actually, you'll find how simple it is, right? So I think about this quite often. If I look for things, I look for the system to actually build, okay? So like, for example, when I wanted to get in shape, this is probably going back, 9 years ago now, almost. April would be 9 years. I started to get in shape through following a nutrition system. It wasn't a product. It wasn't just one thing, a silver bullet. It was a system, okay? So you move your body as part of the system, but you have to eat a certain way as part of the system. You have to have accountability and environment as part of the system. So it was a system of things that I did to get in amazing shape to win bodybuilding competitions, okay? So I think of your health as a system and a lifestyle to follow, right? In business is also a system. So if you didn't know this, okay, there are actually six parts to business, but even just as an elementary part, I'll start with the three, okay, so you know. A business follows three parts to its system first, which is generating inquiries, okay, converting those inquiries into paying customers, and delivering the product or the service to those customers in an effective way. They're the three first pillars. Beyond those becomes operations as the fourth, finances as the fifth, and team management as the sixth, or leadership. Okay, that's pretty much it. So they're the six pillars of building and running a business. Okay, so that's a system of business. Now, if one of those parts of the system is failing, right, what's called the flywheel, it actually has a bearing on all the other parts of the business and it fails. Okay, so you have to have the six pillars of the system must be in place, right? Same as your health. Okay, moving your body, eating the right foods, having accountability, being in a right supportive environment at home and wherever you are, so putting yourself in the right environment, and then, of course, mental health, stretching, and yoga, you know, meditation. So, like, if you look at health as a system, it's implementing those things habitually to get a health result. It's implementing those things in business habitually to get a growing business, okay? So let's unpack the parts of a wealth system. So as a wealth-building system, okay, the very first thing that is commanded is your ability to make income. That's the very first part of the system. And that is where you exchange value to the marketplace and receive money in return. So if you don't have any product or service of value or skill set of value, you obviously begin with trading your time, okay? And at the most elementary level, the minimum wage is, you know, time to do the basics, okay? Either labor, basic labor that doesn't require a lot of skill set or IQ, it's just the basics, okay? So when I first started working out, I'd clean people's cars and mow people's lawns. Didn't require too much skill, a little bit, but not heaps, and not high IQ, okay? So that's how I started. And I mean, my very first job when I was 15 was unloading ceramic pots from a container. That doesn't require much IQ or specialized skill set at all, really. Some skill, you know, so you don't hurt yourself. But so the very first part of a wealth system is making money. Okay, so income, which typically starts for most people as a job, right? That's the easiest way. Okay, trade your time for money, whatever, it doesn't matter. Okay, so the part of the wealth building system we're going to begin with is step one: make money. So if you're on welfare or you don't have a job, you're unemployed, bam bam, stop. Your wealth building system needs to begin with go get a job. Okay, or you can start a business, but typically businesses are best started when you actually have employment, where you have cash flow to fund the business, right? So that's the first step. The second step is underspend your income, okay, which typically means manage your behavior to the point where your costs are below your income, okay? So at this point, you've got to be fairly brutal and you've got to actually take a step back and be very brutal. Like, where are you shopping for your groceries? Are you buying more than you need? Do you have multiple subscriptions for entertainment? Do you need to go on that family holiday overseas, or can it be local? Like, you've really got to take a step back and say, hey, is this a luxury? Have I kind of like found myself as a byproduct of lifestyle creep? Do I really need to do this? Okay. Do I need the brand new phone? Like, you've really got to be hard on yourself here. Because if you're saying to yourself, I deserve this, I'm entitled to this, your costs are going to be beyond your income in a job. So that's the step two of the wealth creating system. Underspend your income. So manage your behavior to the point where you have some leftover money. That's called savings, okay? Now here's what you do. You don't measure it on a yearly basis. You measure it on a weekly or a fortnightly, every 2 weeks that means in Australia, or a monthly basis, okay? So let's look at it from a monthly basis. What is your monthly income and what are your monthly expenses? Okay, because at the end of the month, you've got to make sure you've got more money than expenses. Okay, now if you have that, you have savings. Okay, so the next part is this. With those savings, okay, now I prefer and I encourage people to actually save first at the beginning of the month instead of the end of the month. Okay, so this is what you can do. It's called reverse saving. Okay, so we can begin, we can say that this is the third step of the pillar of the wealth creating system. So the first one is make income. Second one is manage your costs. But the third one is begin to save by doing it first. And what I encourage people to do is set aside 10% of your pay packet when you get it. So your pay comes into your account immediately. So like, let's say for example, your paycheck was $6,000 for the month, right? Immediately take $600 and move it into your savings account immediately. Okay. So don't wait for the end of the month to see if your costs are below your income. Just assume that they're going to be and take the money first. Pay yourself first, okay? 10%. 10% is all it is, okay? Not 20, not 5, 10. You can still live on 90% of your income, right? That will help you solve step two, because you'll be very pedantic, very detailed in how you're minimizing your costs, okay? So step three of the system is pay yourself first, put your money over into a savings account, okay? Step four of the wealth building system is continue to do that to build up an emergency fund, okay? Step four is to build a fully funded emergency fund. Now, a typical emergency fund would be 3 months worth of expenses, okay? Now, begin with at least two, but aim for 3 months of expenses, okay? That's step four in the wealth building system. Step five is once you've done that, okay? Once you've done that, step five in the system is to pay off your debts. And I don't mean mortgage debt that's long-term. That would be ridiculous. That would take you years. I'm talking about personal debt and credit card debt. So what's called consumer debt. Okay, so step five of the wealth building system is, instead of funding your emergency fund that you've been doing, you put your savings, that you're paying yourself first, 10%, you're putting that into paying off credit card debt. Credit card debt is the most expensive type of debt there is. It's dreadful debt. It's consumer debt. And the reason why is because it's 20%, it costs 20% typically, 17%, 20%. It's very expensive. It's so expensive that you actually will probably not make that in your investment, in the investment world consistently every year, because Warren Buffett can't even do that. So why even bother? You may as well just pay off your credit card debt, because that's the best investment you can make, because it's costing you the most money, right? So step five of the wealth building system is to pay off consumer and personal debt, okay? And you can debt snowball this that Dave Ramsey talks about in his book more. You do that by actually paying off the smallest debt first to actually just get rid of it, okay? rationally, like if they're all kind of similar, rationally, you want to pay off the most expensive one first, okay? That's the card you attack, in my opinion. So you can snowball it by paying off the smallest one, but from a logical money standpoint, investing standpoint, paying off the most expensive one is really the most rational move to make. Okay, so that's step five, pay off consumer debt, right? Step six to the wealth building system. Once you've paid off that debt, you take all the money you were putting into your emergency fund, instead of putting it into credit card debt, you don't have to do that anymore because you paid it off, okay? You take that money and that you were putting into the emergency fund and the credit card repayment and the debt repayment, and you put it into a broad-based index fund, okay? Through one of the micro-investing apps or through a proper index fund, okay? That's what I think. Not that I want to give you the financial advice, but some sort of asset. Okay, look, the only reason I'm saying that is because for most people, the amount of money you'll be starting with, you can't really put it into real estate, okay? So you're going to have to find a broad-based index fund and based on your risk profile, but they're pretty effective for most people. And you open a broker account and you start investing in an ETF, okay, consistently over time. That's going to grow your money faster than a savings account. That's why. You're buying assets. You're buying a basket of stocks, okay, that you've researched, that you understand, and that you totally get because you've educated yourself, right? And so that being step six is how you multiply your money. Now, the wealth building system doesn't stop there. Once you've done that, you then go and do step seven. Okay, now step seven is critical because once you've got your wealth building system in place, you say to yourself, wow, I'm making income. I'm managing my behavior to reduce my costs. Okay, I'm paying myself first 10% every paycheck. I'm using that to first fully fund my emergency fund. I'm also, once I've done, I'm paying off any debts, which is great, go me, okay? And then I'm actually investing the money and I'm seeing myself get paid dividend checks, passive income, and I'm seeing my money grow over time. Awesome. Is it over yet? Is the wealth building system finished? No. This is the next step. You'll realize that your wealth building system is working and you'll realize very quickly, oh my goodness, if I put more money into this, I'm going to grow rich a lot faster. Okay, so you want to compound it quicker and accelerate your results by doing this final step in the wealth building system. Okay, the seven-step system. The seventh step is this. Okay, make more money. Make more money. You don't go jet skiing on the weekend. You don't go flipping in the evening. You go make more money. Spend your time making more money. It'll actually end up reducing your costs because you won't be spending time entertaining yourself. Go find ways to make more money. That's a side hustle. I love network marketing. If you don't have any idea what to do, do network marketing. At least it'll teach you the skills of business that you need to know if you want to get into business anyway. Okay? I feel like if a lot of people just did network marketing before they bought a gym or did this, they'd have all the prerequisite skills. I got a friend of mine, and he's got a multi-million dollar business, incredible business, right? And I say to him, hey, where did you learn all your business skills? He said, most of it was in network marketing, okay? You look at most successful business people, at some point, they've done network marketing, I think. A lot of them have. If they haven't, they would have learned it the hard way, maybe in real estate or something. But at some point, they've learned it, usually in some sort of network marketing capacity. So it's a wonderful place to learn skills, okay? Now, that doesn't mean you have to do that to make extra money. You could pet sit, you could Uber, you could rent out your car on Turo now. Actually, I'll do an episode on that. You can actually rent out your car in Australia now. I'll come back and do a separate episode on that. You could rent out a room in your house. You could, you can do affiliate marketing. I did a whole masterclass on passive income streams you can approach. Okay, now if you don't know, if you want to watch that masterclass, the replay's in our Facebook group. Just go to Money Grows on Trees Facebook group. I'll get Phil to put the link to the Facebook group. He usually does. On every episode, he usually puts a link to the Facebook group. Go in there and watch it, okay? I don't want to harp on about it, but it'll teach you some ways that you might want to explore to make extra money. The reason for that is because when you understand, wow, I've got a fully funded emergency fund, I've got no debt now, and I'm seeing my investments grow that I'm in control of and I can actually understand it and see it. When you go make extra money, it's not for you to go and spend, it's for you to pump into your assets, okay? And that is really how you scale it. So that seventh step is really important because when I was in property and I was making reasonably good money, underspending my income drastically because I didn't know where my next paycheck was going to come from because it was commission only, I was looking for a way to make extra money on the weekends and at nighttime because I knew that that's how you get ahead. So I wanted you to do the same thing, okay? So step seven, go do that. But do it on purpose to put into your assets. Either pay off your mortgage or put into your index fund. Either or, okay? But that really brings us to the close of the money building system or the wealth building system. It's a seven-step system that just works. There is no other way to do it. That is the way, okay? I guess if you wanted to kind of add a bonus, to pay off your credit card debt a lot faster, you could go sell stuff out of your house, okay? Great, do that to pay off your debt quicker, fully fund your emergency fund faster. But the reality is that this is the wealth building system, okay? So I hope that makes sense. I hope you found value from this episode. I feel like people need this system. Go and execute on each step and share this episode with a friend if they need to hear this, is how to get their money sorted, okay? And hey, leave us a review. Leave us a 5-star review if you can on Spotify. Someone left one on Apple the other day. I don't often promote the Apple one, but we're on Apple too. If you want to leave a review there, awesome. Appreciate you. And share this in your stories on Instagram. Send it to a friend. Share this podcast with someone. Surely it's valuable enough to get them to give to them to get their money sorted, particularly this episode, okay? So thanks to those of you who do that. Thank you very much for the 5-star reviews. And hey, don't forget to check out all the links in each episode down the bottom, because you can access my books, you can access our YouTube channel, you can book in to talk to one of our coaches, all that stuff is there for you. Okay, I've got some amazing masterclasses available, and I just want to make sure you're getting your money sorted in 2023. Okay, so that's it for this episode. See you on the next episode of Money Grows on Trees podcast.
Thanks for joining us this week on the Money Grows on Trees podcast. If you like the show, you might want to check out our book, Money Grows on Trees, which you can find at LloydJRoss.com. Subscribe to the show on iTunes, leave a review, and feel free to reach out to Lloyd on Instagram at LloydJamesRoss.